Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app. Star One Credit Union, in your best interest.
From KQED.
Mic check, check one, check two. Are we here? All right, we're here right now-ish.
What's up, y'all? This is Right Now-ish, and I'm your host, Pendarvis Harshaw. This week, we're stepping into Lightning's Boxing Club on Seminary Avenue in East Oakland, where the walls are decorated in old photos and classic boxing posters. There's free weights and punching bags, championship belts, and a big old ring in the middle of the gym where a couple of fighters are going through their repetitions as I walk in.
You come in, you warm up, you jump rope.
That's Dynamite Daisy Bamberger, who's been training at this facility for most of her life, under the tutelage of someone she's known all of her life.
My dad, my coach, he emphasizes like a lot of shadow boxing. So it's basically like you're in the ring by yourself or you're in the mirror and you're just fighting yourself.
Daisy is a 10-time national champion, including 5 national junior Olympic championships. She's the winner of a few Best Boxer Awards, and most impressively, she's only 19. Pull up a ringside seat and grab a scorecard to take notes. We've got a heavyweight combo for you.
Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app. Star One Credit Union, in your best interest.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
Dynamite Daisy. Where does dynamite come from?
I'd say because, my dad gave me that name. But I think it's because, like, I'm an explosive fighter, I guess you can say. Dynamite's like an explosion, so, yeah.
Bring us back to the start. How'd you get into this game?
My dad introduced me to boxing. He was an amateur boxer himself, and he'd take me to the gym with him. While he trained, and the gym was like my babysitter. But as I got older, I was being bullied at school. I was overweight. I was told by the doctors that I was pre-diabetic. So my dad took me and my brother back to the boxing gym. And for me, it was like just a way to gain confidence and like be healthy.
Can you bring me back to the bullying? Like, what did it look like and how did you respond to it?
I was a little overweight, like I said. So, you know, there'd be like kids that kind of pick on me about my size, come home, you know, like crying to my parents. And they try to tell me things to pick me up and lift me up. But the biggest thing they did for me was introduce me to boxing, take me to the gym.
What was it like the first time in the gym that you remember?
I remember being there and I remember seeing everyone hit the bags. And I always wanted to hit the bag, but they never let me because I was too little. So I just remember always wanting to really hit the bag. I was maybe 6 or 7 when I finally got to hit the bag, and it was just a feeling like, dang, like I was finally able to do it.
6 or 7 years old, hitting the bag for the first time. 6 or 7, you're in like first grade? Yeah. Did you go back to school, like bragging about it?
No, that's the thing. Like at school, I like never really told anybody. I kind of like kept it to myself. It wasn't until like middle school, really, like I started telling people, yeah, like I boxed, because that's when I started going to like national tournaments. So I'd have to tell the teachers because I'd be gone for like a few weeks out of the school year. So that's kind of how people found out.
Beyond the bullying, you also have boxing in your bloodline. Mm-hmm. What's it like to train under your father?
It's amazing. It's definitely like made us closer. We've both kind of learned from like his mistakes and learned from the things he's done right when he was a fighter. What I've learned from him is when you do something, you gotta do it all the way. You gotta put like everything into it.
So when you're in a match, you're in the ring and adrenaline pumping, what's going through your head?
A lot of people think that when you fight, you're mad, but I'm not really mad. I'm like more relaxed. I'm calm. I try to, you know, see the punches. I try to see openings. And then I listen to my corner. It's crazy because there's like big crowds, but I can always hear my corner, hear my dad in the corner. The biggest thing is just to let my hands go, to throw punches. So yeah, that's kind of what I think about.
So is it like a peace, like a calm kind of thing?
Definitely it is, because you have to be like focused. You got to be like locked in, because there's like so much going on. There's like three other rings, there's bells, stuff like that. So yeah, you definitely have to be focused.
You mentioned some of the sacrifices that you had to make academically. What are some of the other things that you've sacrificed in order to get to this point in life?
Oh man, I've had to like sacrifice a lot. I miss like family parties, hanging out with friends. You know, most of the time I'm in the gym and I look on like Instagram or whatever it may be, and I see, you know, my friends are out. But it's something that I'm used to, and it's something that like I'm proud to make those sacrifices, because they've gotten me to where I am.
What's the feeling like when you achieve something? You're like, haha, I sacrificed for this all. Like, what is that feeling like?
It's amazing. It's like something I've never really felt before. It's like, oh man, I did it. When after the fight, and then you hear like they call your name and they raise your hand, it's like that's when you feel like all the emotions, and you feel like you're just thinking in your head like all the hard work and all the sacrifices paid off.
What's your aspiration as a boxer?
I want to be a Olympic gold medalist. That's my biggest aspiration.
And it's not just like a dream. You're talking about, you're aiming for 2024 yeah. Paris right now, right? Yeah. What does it mean to train for that constantly, knowing that that goal is tangible?
I mean, as it gets closer, it's like finally starting to hit me. It's like I'm not too far from it. And I know that with all the training and everything that I'm doing, I'm going to make it happen.
When you talk about wanting to represent America in the Olympics, what America are you representing?
The America I represent, like where I come from, it's in the Bay Area, it's diverse. There's people who've come here to say they come for a better life, or come here to give their kids a better life. So I want to represent like diverse America.
As a woman boxer, do you feel that you're stepping into the ring with an extra chip on your shoulder, or does that even weigh into your thinking?
Yeah, that's something that's a big deal in boxing. Boxing is obviously like a male-dominated sport, but I want to be there, and I'm competing to show like the women are here, like what's up? Like, we're here too. We're just as good.
So what are the steps to qualifying for the Olympics?
You basically have to win the Olympic trials. Once you win the Olympic trials, you're part of Team USA, but that doesn't guarantee that you'll go to the Olympic. If you win the Olympic trials, you're there, but there's also the person who you beat in the finals. So you guys go to a training camp, and they kind of assess, you know, oh, who's doing this right in training camp, or basically who they think the better boxer is. So they take that boxer, and then you compete internationally, and there's international qualifiers to get to, that you have to win or place a certain spot in, like throughout the tournament, and then that's when you can say, like, I'm an Olympian.
And the first step in this process is starting this December. How are you feeling about it?
I'm excited. I mean, it's like everything that I've worked for, it's almost here. So I'm definitely excited and ready to go.
With getting into boxing partially because of the bullying situation, I'm wondering, like, how do the people who bullied you look at you now?
It's crazy, because I went like all the way up to high school with them. And I mean, I've like let it go. It was like whatever, you know, they're people that I've known since elementary school. So I've known them for a long time. But they kind of look at me now, and they're like, they congratulate me on my accomplishments. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, mental health wise, does it help like to relieve stress?
Definitely. It definitely does. It's like for some people, you know, they have like a rough day, and then they kind of bring it into the gym. But it helps me, like, even if I have a rough day, I'm able to, like, you know, come to the gym, and it's like a stress reliever, and it helps get my mind off stuff. I don't meditate, but I try to manifest. Look at myself in the mirror and tell myself stuff, or I'll write stuff down. My home screen on my phone is like an Olympic gold medal. So, you know, I look at that every day.
Quick note. On the wall outside of the gym where Daisy trains, there's a mural that features a few well-known boxers. One of them is the East Bay's own Andre Ward, the Olympic gold medal winner who won multiple titles throughout his career and was named Sports Illustrated's Boxer of the Decade in 2020, has recently been inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame. He's also a graduate of Hayward High School, the same school Daisy graduated from. How does it feel to carry on this legacy of boxers out of this region?
Oh, it's amazing, and I just feel honored to do it, especially because Andre's like such a big influence to me. He's definitely showed that like it's possible to make it, especially from where we come from, the East Bay.
So growing up in Hayward, I know that there's a lot of both industrial and there's a whole bunch of nature. Do you incorporate your surroundings into your training method?
The last summer when there was like no gyms, nothing open, we go to the park and we train. When I do run, throughout the week. I actually run up in Hayward, there's California State East Bay. If you live in Hayward, you know that big hill, that's my running route. Yeah, I definitely do get out and, you know, like Hayward's wilderness part of my training routine.
Dynamite Daisy Bam Burger, we're cheering for you. Good luck on the push toward Olympic gold. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us. And thanks to your father and corner man, Mario Bamberger, who coordinated this interview. Also, tip of the ball cap to boxing journalist, widely known as Lukey Boxing. I wouldn't have known about Daisy's story if it weren't for him. Besides boxing, Daisy tells me she's currently a college student working toward a BA in kinesiology, and that one day she aspires to be a firefighter.
I want to be like make a difference in like my community, and I want to help people as well. So I think being a firefighter is like a great way to do that.
In the ring, in the classroom, out in nature, Daisy is a real freaking fighter. I love it. You can follow her career by checking out her Instagram at Daisy Bam Burger. That's DAISYBAMBERGER. The producers behind this episode are Marisol Medina Cadena and Gary Baca. Jessica Plachik and Kiana Mogadam are the editors. Our engineer is Seal Muller. Ashley Ng and Sarah Pineda are our engagement team. KQED execs are Erica Aguilar, David Marcus, and Holly Kernan. I'm your host, Pendarvis Harshaw, echoing Dynamite Daisy's sentiment. No matter what line of work you're in, let your hands fly. Right Now-ish is a KQED production.